Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, salud, hola, how's it going everybody? My name is Dave Mate, and today is another episode of Circle of Drink Radio, the voice of Yerba Mate, discussing everything about this wonderful herb from South America. I can't get enough of it. I've been drinking it for 6 years now since I was living in Argentina. Came back to New York, just started spreading the love, spreading the mate energy to everyone I could. Today we are discussing something very awesome in my mind. We are talking about the state of yerba mate for the year 2014 onto the present moment. We're just going to go into everything about mate that has been popping up over the past year. We're going to talk about my story, how I went off and lived in Argentina for a couple years and found out about this herb. We're going to talk about the benefits of yerba mate, the social benefits, the health benefits, the community building benefits, so many benefits about this wonderful herb. Then we're going to get into some trends of yerba mate, what's happening in the yerba mate industry, what's happening with materos, yerba mate enthusiasts, how are they preparing their mate, what sort of brands are they drinking. We're going to talk about brands from all over the country of Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, what brands are kind of popping off right now. And we're just going to talk everything yerba mate and keep you up to date on what has happened over the past year and a few months now that we're into 2015. Again, my name is Dave Mate from Circle of Drink, international yerba mate community and yerba mate company, providing all sorts of yerba mate gourds, bombillas, yerba mate blends, everything yerba mate. So there's not going to be any particular chronological order of what happened over the past year. I'm just going to kind of jump around a little bit. I like it that way. It's better that way. It's more fun that way. I don't want this to be too serious and too dry. I'm going to speak for about half an hour, just going over the main things that happened. And then I'm going to open up the discussion. You guys could call in and actually speak to me directly. The number for that is 917-889-9947. Again, that number is 917-889-9947. You could call in once I open up the line, ask me questions, share some feedback, whatever you want to talk about mate. I'll have an open discussion for about another 20 minutes to half an hour. So the whole thing is going to be about an hour maximum. Of course, if you are watching this live, there should be a chat room on this interface that you're looking at right here. So just go ahead and ask some questions. If I don't respond to you immediately, don't worry. After the half an hour mark, I will get to your questions. All right, guys, let's get into it.
The number for that is 917-889-9947.
All right, folks, let's get into this. Sorry for that little delay, technical difficulties. I hope that you guys could hear me. Do me a favor, anybody listening in on the chat room, just confirm that you guys could hear me so I could proceed. I'm not 100% sure. We haven't done a radio show in about a year, so just bear with me for a second. All right, folks, I'm just going to jump into this. Hopefully this is being recorded. Hopefully you guys are hearing me. Thank you for listening to that introduction. All right, guys, so just a little bit about my background, what's going on with me. Again, my name is Dave Mate from CircleOfDrink.com, international yerba mate community. I learned about yerba mate in 2009 when I traveled to Argentina to learn Spanish, the local dialect of the region called Castellano or Castellano, spoken in between Argentina and Uruguay. And literally my first night there, I saw a group of young girls or women at my school that I was enrolled in, sipping on a cup with some herbs inside of it with a metal straw coming out of it. I had no idea what it was. They invited me over, and I started to drink yerba mate. That was the first night I ever had it in my life. I found it pretty interesting. I didn't really know what to expect. I just thought it was very hot. Later on that night, I just felt kind of euphoric. I felt alert. I felt pretty sharp-headed. And that was about 6 years ago. For those of you that don't know what yerba mate is, yerba mate is a holly plant that grows in the Southern Cone region of South America. So we're talking Argentina, Uruguay, Southern Brazil, and Paraguay. excuse me, as far as we know, it originates from the eastern forest of Paraguay, but it has a range of several hundred thousand square miles between those four countries. But right now it's predominantly grown in southern Brazil and northern Argentina and parts of Paraguay, not really in Uruguay. Yerba mate is a holly plant. It's a traditional quote-unquote tea. Technically, it's not a tea. It doesn't come from the Camellia sinensis plant. But it was consumed for thousands of years by the Guarana tribe of Paraná River. And they used this herb for medicinal purposes, for healing. They used it for social and community interactions, social community building. It was pretty much at the cornerstone of their civilization. They loved yerba mate. Yerba mate was something that they revered. They actually prayed to the mate gods that their beloved plant would never be gone from this earth. When the Jesuit priest came in the late 16th century, the Jesuits were essentially Spain's religious arm at the time. Spain controlled the region of Paraguay, and they allowed the Jesuits to come on in and to quote-unquote civilize the uncivilized people, which is horrible. But so the Jesuits went in and they saw the natives chewing on yerba mate, consuming it all day long. Essentially, they enslaved them to some degree and forced them into producing mate. After the Jesuits learned the secret of how mate was cultivated, the seed actually had to be digested first by a bird, and then the seed was soft enough for it to be planted. So, you know, we're not going to go too much into the history of yerba mate, but suffice it to say, this is an ancient holly plant from South America that has been consumed for thousands of years for medicinal properties, for energizing the mind properties, for all sorts of health. Recent studies have shown that yerba mate is miraculous. It heals the body in so many ways. Now, of course, consult with your own doctor and medical care practitioner before consuming any herbs. This video is for educational purposes only. We are not trying to direct you in any medical avenues whatsoever. So essentially, yerba mate made it to Europe and made it to the United States. We're talking 1800s, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, turn of the 20th century. But it never really caught on. There was a yerba mate company called the Yerba Mate Tea Company in the United States at the turn of the 20th century. And they were promoting mate hard. You know, they were trying to get it out there. They were getting research done. Same things were happening in Europe. People were promoting mate as a tea that the troops could be using for energy, for medicinal properties. But traditional tea and coffee essentially eclipsed any chance of mate ever taking hold of the mainstream. It just died and fizzled out. My opinion is that there was a marketing issue. The problem was not with the herb itself, but the marketing of the herb. People, early pioneers of yerba mate in the early 1900s between Europe and North America, they position mate as a dietary supplement, as a curative, as a some sort of herbal remedy. They didn't juxtapose it properly with regular common tea or with regular coffee. They made it something different, something special. And yes, yerba mate is something different, is something special, but what they didn't emphasize was that mate could be consumed every single day, just like green tea is consumed every single day, just like black tea is consumed every single day. And they also failed to show, you know, and this has a lot to do with just there wasn't enough science at the time, how powerful mate was. Mate literally blows away green tea, blows away black tea, and surely blows away coffee when it comes to health benefits. Now, health benefits aside, yerba mate, as you'll soon learn, has so many more benefits other than health. You know, health is great. You know, that's one of the reasons why I drink yerba mate. And soon you'll learn all the health benefits of mate. But there's a magic to yerba mate. There's something that brings people together when mate is consumed. We're going to get into that. So, okay, guys. So, like I said, we're just going to talk about the trends. Let's start with this year. You know, we had something great happening this year on the cover of Fresh Cup magazine, 2015 March cover, there was yerba mate. Now, this is a big magazine. This magazine is basically the heart and pulse of the coffee and tea industry in the United States of America, coming out of, I believe, Portland. And they contacted me along with other yerba mate, I guess we could call ourselves pioneers without, you know, sounding too, you know, blowing up our egos. But yes, we are yerba mate pioneers. They contacted us and, you know, we shared our story. It was a great honor. It was very humbling for us to give an interview about the state of yerba mate. And we were very fortunate and thankful for Fresh Cut Magazine releasing that on the cover of their magazine 2015 issue. Check that out. Just to talk about teas, CNBC released an article in this year, we'll double back to 2014 in a second, called Young Americans Turn to Tea. Now, this study showed that tea is on the rise and coffee is on the decline in the United States right now. I am not surprised. As people become more health conscious, as people become more in tune with their mind and bodies, yerba mate, of course, is going to become more prevalent. Herbs such as rooibos tea and even green tea and all sorts of teas, they're going to become way more important over the next several years. People are finally waking up that coffee isn't really that healthy for you. Now, don't get me wrong, I still drink coffee here and there, and yes, coffee does have some medicinal benefits, and it has some psychological boost in cognition sort of benefits. So I'm not here to destroy coffee. Coffee does have some benefits, but if you do the research, you'll see that consuming large amounts of coffee isn't exactly healthy for you. The caffeine in coffee seems to crash the system. The caffeine in yerba mate, as I published in a video called Yerba Mate versus Coffee several months ago, you could find that on our YouTube. Just type in YouTube/Circle of Drink. As you'll see in that video, mate has the unique ability to not crash the system, to actually calm the system, to soothe the system. That's why I'm not surprised that 59% of Americans said that they drink a cup of coffee a day, down from 61% in 2014, okay? So it's down. People are drinking less coffee, and they are drinking more tea. Starbucks knows this. Starbucks purchased Teavana in 2011, I believe, for what, over $600 million, and now they are aggressively co-branding and co-marketing their tea lines through all of their major outlets throughout the world, like 15,000 stores worldwide, probably more by this point. I'm also not surprised that they purchased Tazo Teas several probably over a decade ago when they purchased Tazo Tea. So Howard Schultz, the CEO who reclaimed the throne back in 2008 when he returned to the company, he came back with a mission of health consciousness. He started launching brands around health consciousness. He started acquiring companies that were producing juices and producing organic foods. So Howard Schultz is a good guy to look into and see what he's doing and see what he's thinking. And there's no doubt in my mind that if he understands that the direction of coffee is going, that coffee's on the decline to some degree, and he's getting out there with more teas and becoming more health conscious, then that's a great indicator of where this industry is going. Now, in 2014, this is a great piece of news right here. Argentina hit a record number for exporting mate, okay? I believe that they exported, I think, something like 730 million kilos of yerba mate in 2014. This is history breaking. Argentina has never exported that amount of mate. That's a great indicator of the industry, of what's happening right now. People are finding out more about mate, and as more people become aware of mate, especially in 2014, what happened last year, countries such as Argentina are going to be more aggressive with exporting mate, of course. All right, just moving along over here. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2012, there was a crisis of yerba mate in Argentina. It had a lot to do with exportation rules and regulations from the government. It had a lot to do with disgruntled farm workers weren't being paid properly, purportedly. There was a lot of striking going on, and there were a lot of just talk in the industry in Argentina that, you know, the yerba mate sales were weak because rules and regulations of exportation were compromising its growth. But as we can see now, in 2015, that's no longer a serious issue, okay? The price of mate, and I'm talking about the price in pesos that are sold from the farms, has gone up from 90 cents, we're talking pesos, to $3.60 in pesos. So there's more money going into the market. There's more money going into the industry. Hopefully, farmers are paying their workers better. And it seems to me that there's definitely a leveling out of that sort of, I don't want to say recession, but problems that were arising in 2012 and, you know, up towards late 2013, early 2014. Countries such as Syria, Lebanon, and United Arab Emirates are actually on the rise right now, aggressively purchasing yerba mate from Argentina. It seems that Syria is the largest importer of yerba mate from Argentina. Syria has been drinking mate pretty seriously from, let's say, the early 1900s. That had a lot to do with settlers who were living in Argentina at the time, most notably in the northern part of the country, the Misiones region. And that's where mate is farmed in Argentina. And a lot of those guys went back home, brought the culture, brought the tradition, and started to share yerba mate in Syria. So I'm not surprised that Syria is on the top of the charts right now with importing yerba mate from Argentina. Lebanon stepping up, United Arab Emirates is stepping up. Just from, you know, studying our sales on CircleTheDrink.com and YerbaMateLand.com, we're definitely noticing an uptick in sales coming from those regions, and definitely from Canada, and obviously from United States sales are growing much stronger than previous years. And, of course, Europeans are continuing to find out about mate. Countries such as France, Italy, Iceland, Norway, these areas are really starting to grow a lot of yerba mate enthusiasts in the region. All right, guys. This year we saw a lot of pictures of the Pope. The Pope was drinking tons of yerba mate. The Pope loves yerba mate. He's been drinking it his entire life. Gawker, a major online news outlet based in New York City, published an article called Pope Drank, What's Up with the Pope Francis and His Pipe Thing? So they were kind of just curious what he was drinking. They were intimating, joking around that he was doing some sort of drugs. But no, he was just drinking yerba mate the traditional way out of a gourd. out of a Bombisha. Moving along here, let's talk a little bit about techniques and preparation methods. What's going on in the industry? What's going on with Matero's Yerba Mate enthusiast? Well, a lot of what I've been noticing, and just to give you a little background, Circle of Drink is in connection with several thousand Yerba Mate drinkers across the world. I personally have been in direct contact with, let's say, a sample group of well over 100, just to use conservative numbers, 100 serious Yerba Mate drinkers over the past year. From that group, I've gained unique insight into the mind of a Yerba Mate enthusiast. Most of these Yerba Mate drinkers did not drink Yerba Mate a couple years ago. They're new, and they've learned it from the ground up, and they've taken on the traditions. They've learned the names. They've learned the techniques. They've developed their own techniques. So Circle of Drink has been, fortunately, in a unique position to not only cultivate a new breed of Yerba Mate drinkers, but to be a part of this growing circle, what I call a circle, a community of Yerba Mate enthusiasts. Within these groups, we're starting to see people using more French presses, what I call press mate, making mate from a French press. People are, of course, making mate like they would with green tea out of a teapot or herbal infuser. Silicon gourds are definitely on the rise. Companies such as Matienzo and Mate Mateo, two of the largest silicon mate gourd producers, they're definitely doing well. They're kind of trendy Yerba Mate companies, bringing Yerba Mate more to the mainstream, the trendy sort of chic way of drinking Yerba Mate. We saw in 2014 Guayaquil rebranding their bottles and actually using the traditional name Tereré. And Tereré basically means cold Yerba Mate, which is very big in Paraguay. Guayaquil is the largest Yerba Mate company in the United States of America right now. They are probably controlling at least 60% of the market. And, you know, they're definitely going strong. Great company. They have a very strong philosophy to save the rainforest and to employ people of Paraguay. Much respect to Guayaquil. Keep on doing your thing. I'm happy to see them doing well. Most of their products are based around Yerba Mate drinks, bottled drinks, sort of like the Snapple of Yerba Mate. We're also starting to see more companies pop up, kind of going after what they would appear to be going after Guayaquil. We have Mate Bros, started by an Olympian and his friends. I believe he is really a United States Olympian. And they recently launched Mate Bros, which is a Yerba Mate canned drink. We are also seeing another energy drink called Mate Energy. And they're actually not using Yerba Mate. They're using Yerba Mate's cousin called Guayusa. Guayusa, they recently launched. And then we have Runa, which also deals with the cousin of Yerba Mate, which is Guayusa. And Guayusa is a pretty good herb. You know, I never really took hold to it. It wasn't strong enough for me. It's definitely nice and sweet, but it didn't give me that kick that Yerba Mate gave me. Another trend that's kind of taking place right now is Brazilian Yerba Mate called Chimarrão. Chimarrão, it's spelled Chimarrão, and the A has a little tilde over it. A lot of Yerba Mate drinkers are starting to explore this mate. This sort of mate is definitely not one that I drink every single day. But more than ever, I've gotten into it this year, 2015, most notably with a brand called Ximango, Ximango, Ximango. And a lot of Yerba Mate drinkers are finding out about these types of mate. They're basically traditional Yerba Mates from Brazil, and they're super powdery. They're basically like matcha green tea. You drink it, and you got to prepare it in a certain way, and it's very creamy, very malty, very rich. The only drawback with this is that a lot of new drinkers are having problems preparing it properly. That's totally understandable. It's super powdery. But once you get the hang of it, it's pretty nice to drink. It has a unique taste. And I'm very happy to see a lot of yerba mate enthusiasts starting to find out about Shimahou. Let's talk about a couple brands, brand awareness, what's going on with different brands. One brand that yerbamateland.com released this year was called Del Sebador. This is a brand that I was introduced to about 5 years ago. Really nice, malty, rich tasting brand. Kind of tastes like coffee with green tea. Really nice. Brands such as Rosamonte and Canarias, these are staple brands in Argentina and Uruguay. These brands are definitely going strong. A lot of people are showing support for them. These are some of the most popular brands in South America. And then we have brands like Nobleza Gaucha and Cruz de Malta, produced by the Molinas Company. These brands are definitely going strong, but there are some rumors that are going around right now in the import-export communities of yerba mate that these brands might actually draw back and decrease their exportation to the United States because there does seem to be some sort of prohibitive laws that are hindering their growth. These are just rumors. These are just insider little chit-chats that I'm sharing with you guys. So please don't take them as absolute facts. Circle of Drink has continued to talk about mate as wine, as gourmet coffee, as gourmet tea. We're definitely trying to reposition mate as something that is totally exquisite, because it is. Mate is like wine. Mate is like a fine cigar. It has great complexity, great taste, subtle taste, nuances. A company like Tatagui just launched their Liviana Mate, which is their light mate. And then they have brands that are energy, you know, ones where they add all sorts of other herbs. So that just gives you a kind of feel that mate is so versatile. When you have a company like Tatagui creating different types of their own mates, different strengths, different flavors, that's how you get to see that mate is like wine. Mate is like gourmet tea. Mate is like gourmet coffee. Mate is like gourmet or single malt scotch, whiskey, bourbon. It's up there. Coca-Cola. Now, Coca-Cola, believe it or not, they're in the mate game. Since 2007, Coca-Cola has been in the mate game. In 2007, they bought Mate Leao, which is probably the largest mate tea bag company in Brazil right now. They've been around for a while. Coca-Cola saw their potential and bought them in 2007. And then in 2011, Coca-Cola created their own brand of mate called La Vuelta. They launched it in Buenos Aires, and then they kind of went out from there. And then this year, I learned of a patent that Coca-Cola filed, patent number 894-5652, United States patent. And they actually filed a patent with yerba mate as one of the ingredients. And this patent talks about a sweetener that helps you lose weight, a sweetener that helps you manage your weight. This is interesting. It has yerba mate, green tea, guarana, kola nut. It has all these sort of excitatory compounds, even some adaptogenic compounds. And, hey, Coca-Cola is not a stupid company. They have very smart people there. And if they're looking into mate and they're filing patents with mate as ingredients, then they know that where mate is going. They know the power of mate. They know that mate really does help with weight management, anti-obesity, all these sort of reports that have been coming out over the past several years showing that mate really does help protect the body in so many ways, which we'll talk about in a second. All right, so let's get on over to some of the health benefits of mate, what's going on over there. For those of you guys listening, I am going to open up the call-in not too long from now. The number is 917-889-9947. You'll be able to call in about 10 minutes as I wrap up here. So the health benefits, in 2014, we learned about a new study where yerba mate was fed to rats. And these rats were on basically a fast food cafeteria diet. And the result was that yerba mate significantly decreased what you call reactive oxygen species. Basically, yerba mate helped boost their immune system, help increase their antioxidant count and help them to offset any of the damage that was done by the harmful, fatty, nasty cafeteria food. So this was a great study. The study is actually called Effects of Aqueous Extract of Yerba Mate Ilex Paraguayensis on the Oxidative Stress in Rats Fed a Cafeteria Diet. Really long, obnoxious name, I know. For those of you guys who are watching this from my website, circleofdrink.com, you'll be able to actually read that study. I'll put a link there. The result was that these rats were much healthier when they actually consumed yerba mate as they were eating the junk food. Very interesting to take note of. Another study was actually produced by Circle of Drink, and this wasn't really a study, it was just research showing that yerba mate appears to be adaptogenic. Now, adaptogens are basically herbs that adapt the body to stress. Any sort of stress that you have, physical stress, environmental stress, pollution, depression, or even viruses, bacteria, yerba mate helps your body combat these sort of stressful situations. A group of chemicals called saponins, which are basically in all adaptogenic herbs, mate has five of those. Okay, and as far as I know, Circle of Drink was the first company to ever make the connection of yerba mate being adaptogenic, showing the connection specifically with the saponins, mate saponins 1 through 5. Definitely look more into that. You could type that in Google. Just type in yerba mate adaptogens, and you will find the Circle of Drink research on that. All right, guys, just wrapping up before we open up the lines. The community is definitely going strong. 2014 up until the present moment here, 2015, awareness of yerba mate is growing. The gap between North America and South America and Europe of all these mate drinkers is definitely closing. That gap is closing. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, these are all tools that are helping to connect yerba mate enthusiasts across the world. Not everybody could just jump on a plane and go to Argentina, or not everybody in South America could come to the United States and see what's going on with yerba mate drinkers here. Thankfully, we have the internet, and the internet is going very strong right now in terms of yerba mate connections being made. I'm honored to say that Circle of Drink has something to do with that. I'm starting to see more cafes serving mate, more supermarkets importing mate. Definitely an increase in importation of yerba mate here in the United States and in Europe. There's a strong sense of community that's forming right now between not only yerba mate enthusiasts, but the whole entire craft drink market. And when I say craft, I'm talking craft beers, I'm talking craft teas, handcrafted blended teas, I'm talking gourmet coffee. These industries are starting to converge together in many ways, many interesting ways. Yerba mate is definitely a part of that. Yerba mate is being used as popular teas in cafes. It's being used as ingredients in beer. Even here in my local area in New York, there's being mate made. There's being beer made with mate in it. Really awesome. Education's on the rise. People are really willingly sharing their information on yerba mate. People are taking risks, starting yerba mate discussions of their own. They're making connections with yerba mate enthusiasts in other countries. So the circle is strong, definitely strong. It's getting stronger. Just for you guys to connect with us over at circleofdrink.com for all your yerba mate needs. Just to conclude here before we open up the lines, circleofdrink.com. You can definitely learn more about yerba mate. Weekly shows here at Circle of Drink Radio, the voice of yerba mate. Make sure you follow us on blogtalkradio.com/circleofdrink. Follow us on Instagram, Circle of Drink on Instagram. And, of course, Facebook.com/circleofdrink, YouTube.com/circleofdrink, and Twitter.com/circleofdrink. All right, guys, so that was pretty much a rundown on the past 15 months, 2014, 2015. What's going on with yerba mate in my eyes, what I've been seeing going on. If I were to sum it up, I would just say awareness. Awareness is on the rise. People are finding out about yerba mate. People are sharing yerba mate. People are loving yerba mate. The rise of the materos, the rise of yerba mate drinkers, this is something new. This is something that's never been done before. And I guarantee you, In 10 to 15 years from now, people are going to look back at this. They're going to look back at the years from, let's say, 2008, 2009, up until 2015. And in my opinion, this is the era where mate really started to be ingrained in people's minds in the tradition of mate, the ancient history of mate. You know, Guayaquil started mate, their mate company in 1996, did a great job, got mate going in the United States. Ecotea stepped up, started really getting heavy with the loose leaf yerba mate, supplying cafes with loose leaf yerba mate. And Circle of Drink came about pretty much in 2011, and that in some ways reignited the era of the tradition of yerba mate, the rise of the matero of yerba mate, the community aspect of yerba mate. So just to conclude here, guys, before I open up the lines, yerba mate is something that just brings people together. It's almost like yerba mate is an excuse. It's an excuse to be with friends. It's an excuse to make connections. It's an excuse to bring people together. That's what yerba mate is. And it also happens to be one of the healthiest herbs on the planet Earth right now. Some scientists actually have called it the healthiest herb on the planet right now. I can't say enough good things about it. I love it. It's a lifestyle for me. I drink it every single day. I don't get tired of it. I don't even think about it anymore. I just drink it, and I appreciate it, and I share it. And then it does all the work that it needs to do on me and on the people I'm sharing it with. How could you go wrong with such an amazing herb? All right, guys. If anyone wants to call in, go ahead, 978-889-9947, and I will answer your calls if there are any calls. If not, this has been an honor to share this information with you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to wait around for a couple minutes, see if any calls come in. If not, definitely check us out again next week. I'm not sure of the exact schedule, but we're going to have weekly on-air radio shows, which will be recorded. So even if you can't make it to the on-air publications, on-air broadcast, don't worry. They'll be saved here. If you guys, I see a couple people in the chat room. If you have any questions, definitely type in your questions now. This is your chance before we sign off. 2014 has been a great year for yerba mate. My name is Dave Mate from CircleOfDrink.com. Welcome to the circle. Ciao.